In this, the land of Bush, be thankful that you aren't another of God's living creatures. If you were, and your species was struggling against extinction, your government would be your executioner. Three assaults on the Endangered Species Act in recent weeks makes this clear. They include sharp cutbacks on critical habitat for the western bull trout and the marbled murrelet, an old-growth-dependent bird, and a refusal by the government to even consider removing any dams on the Columbia and Snake Rivers, although this would dramatically enhance recovery prospects for Northwest salmon. In each case, the government is spurning scientific information that suggests its actions will significantly harm each species. But evidently, science is a vastly overrated virtue. According to Assistant Secretary of Interior Craig Manson, President Bush's point man on the Endangered Species Act, conservation is already taking place on the ground without critical habitat. In the land of Bush, see, you can save a species even as you destroy its home, the place on which it depends for sustenance and shelter. In the case of the bull trout and marbled murrelet, experts say so much of their habitat will be lost, neither species will recover. In the case of bull trout, Mr. Manson says protections in place for salmon provide all the protection the trout need. He ignores that this fish prefers colder water than salmon and other trout. Bull trout can live as long as 22 years, but they have suffered from impacts of dams, logging, mining, and other activities. Restricting its habitat gives a green light to those activities, which, of course, is the Bush administration's objective. As for the marbled murrelet, the administration wants to delist the bird in Washington, Oregon, and California, even though it continues to decline there. One thing is for sure, delisting the marbled murrelet will pave the way to sharp increases in old-growth logging along the coastal forests of the Pacific seaboard. And then there are the Northwest salmon. In early September, the government released a revised 10-year salmon recovery plan that puts recovery of fish stocks at the bottom of its priorities. The plan rejects removing any dams from the Columbia and Snake Rivers, even though this would dramatically enhance recovery prospects for the salmon. Instead, it focuses on other, lesser salmon threats, such as natural predation. New research suggests that salmon mortality from predation is 27 million, while mortality caused by dams is 97 million. So which threat do our leaders target? Predation, naturally. That's the best way to avoid stepping on the toes of people in industry, the only ones of God's loving creatures that seem to count in the land of Bush. This is Les O'Coin.